now.
Is that right?
Well, I've got plenty for my cover upstairs too, but I don't have too many pretty ones left.
Uh-huh. Okay. Just let me check. My name is Marie Salazar, and I'm talking today to Mert Bridges.
Yeah.
And we're in Cadiz, Trigg County, Kentucky, and today's date is July 18th, 1984. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape, Mert?
Sure.
Okay. And just to make sure that my records are correct, would you spell your full name for me?
M-Y-R-T-G is my middle initial. B-R-I-D-G-E-S.
B-R-I-D-G-E-S.
Yeah.
And what was your husband's name, Mert?
Jesse Clyde Bridges.
Jesse Clyde?
Well, he signed his name Jesse C.
Jesse C.
Uh-huh.
Is that
J-E-S-S-I-E.
Okay. What type of work did he do?
He was a farmer.
He was a farmer?
Uh-huh. He owned the farm here, and he raised crops.
And what about you, Mert? Did you work at all outside the home?
After I come down here, I didn't have much chance, for his mother and daddy were still living. And his mother was an invalid. She was in a chair. She couldn't move herself. We had to wait on her. So when I came, his sister was here. And her daddy was attended the post office here. And she said to me, she says, I want you to learn how to see to this mail. I said, now, woman, I can't do that. I've got no education. I can't do it. You don't have to have much education, she said, just to know how to spell and write down names. And I said, well, maybe I can do that. So I've taken care of the post office here for 5 years and had two children in the meantime. And Mr. Bridges' wife lived 2 years after I came here, and he lived five. So I seen after all of both of them and taking care of my family.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my life would make a book.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, I sure have had a horrible life, but when I stayed at home, my brother's all younger than me, and I had to go to the field and help my daddy in the field. But I never did go to the field after I come down here, Friday. I was taking care of the old people. And they built this house here in 1978. They built them two rooms in 1907. And I came down here April 1908, and they built these two. And my husband hauled the lumber from Cadiz in a wagon with two mules. And I cooked for the men that built it. Oh, I tell you, I've had a hard old go.
Now, where were you from? Where were you born?
I was born in Lyon County. There's 11 of us children, and I was the only one born out of Trigg County.
Is that right?
And they're all gone but me. I'm the only one left. And
now, when was your birthday?
My birthday was the 14th day of April.
14th day of
and
April?
I was born in 1890.
In 1890.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes you how old?
94.
94? Is that right?
I'm 94, the 14th day of April.
Well, you sure don't look like you're 94.
Oh, don't go to making fun of me like
no,
that.
No, I wouldn't do that for the world. How many children, when were you married?
I was married in 1908. April the 5th.
April the 5th,
1908. Mm-hmm.
And how many children do you have?
I had five, but my oldest boy died about 3 years ago.
And what were they?
I had three boys and two girls.
Three boys and two girls. Mm-hmm. And what were their names?
Conrad Bridges, Chapel Bridges, and Elaine, Elmira Bridges. She's the one did she see her? And Elaine Bridges, they all married over. Both of my daughters been married twice.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And how about grandchildren? How many grandchildren?
Oh, I'd have to figure them up. I think I've got 23 great.
23 great?
And one great great.
And one great great. Oh,
right.
That's wonderful.
And expecting another one this fall.
That's wonderful.
I went to see my great one. We all gathered in there one day, and they just had five grandmothers there. I looked around at them and I said, y'all all right? But I said, I'm the greatest. I'm great, great. Oh. That's all right, but I'm the greatest.
Right. Now, did you go to school at all?
I didn't ever get to go much. I never did get to the finish eighth grade school. No, I didn't get to go very much.
Okay.
Well, back then, they didn't force people to make children go, and they did. We lived so far from the school. Anyway, we had to go walk about 5 miles to school, what little I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to some Warrington school out here in Trigg County, out here between here and Cages, and another one down at close to Mashawna Bridge. Was a, they called it. That's the name of it.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember things. My thinker don't work.
Let's talk a little bit about your quilting. Now, where did you learn to quilt, and who taught you how to quilt?
My grandmother. She used to take in quilting, just like I did. And I'd go down there, and she'd have a little one right at the end, you know, where it wouldn't make much difference. She said, get your needle, you can learn how on that, she'd say. And so she taught me to quilt.
Now, what was her name?
Her name was Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Davis.
Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Is that B-A-B-I-S?
Uh-huh. I was Davis before I married.
And your maiden name was Davis. Uh-huh. How old do you think you were when you learned how to quilt?
Well, I don't know. I just barely could thread a needle when I started in. I don't imagine I was over 7 or 8 years old when I started.
Uh-huh.
But I can't say I don't remember back then for how old I was. But she's the one who taught me to quilt. And if I made a big long stitch, she'd make me pull it out and fix it.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. She made me do it right.
Did you start piecing at that time?
Yeah. My aunt, she loved piece quilts better than anything. And my grandmother got me some of her patterns. And I cut piece quilts when I was little again. Piece quilts, of course. We stayed in the field so most of the time. Funniest thing, I said, a lot of people work on Sunday these days. But my mother wouldn't hear to that now. Me and my sister would get us some quilt pieces on Sunday. If it's raining or something, we couldn't get out. We'd get in the, shut up, lock the door and get in the room on the end of the porch. She'd find out where we was, we'd get out of there. She wouldn't let us do it. But a lot of people do little things like that these days, though. But one of my son-in-law said, well, I don't call that work, so I call that a hobby.
Is that right?
He said he called it a hobby.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what, did you piece any particular pattern?
Well, when I was a kid, I was a little nine patch or something like that. That's about all I could piece then. But Lord, I pieced a lot of different kinds then. But I give all the kids quilts, and I've quilted them for them, give them to them when they got married. Myra's got a pretty one out there. She said, I wish I'd have told them to come by and pick this one up. It's that rising sun. You've seen it had yellow, piece of yellow. That's the first one I ever pieced and made look pretty.
Is that right? Now, where was your grandmother from? Was she from Trigg County?
Yeah, we lived all here in
Trigg County.
Trigg County. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many quilts do you think you've made since you started?
I don't know. Pick up that picture over there and look. That's what the man told me to come and interview me one time, but I think he's a little high. I think he's just went too high with it. I don't think I made that.
1,000 quilts?
I don't think I did.
You don't think you made
I
that
don't
much?
Think I did, but that's what he figured it. I told him how long I'd been quilting. He said, well, you've quilted 1,000 quilts. I said, no, I don't think I've quilted that many, but that's what he put down in my... In that.
And he came from the Courier Journal?
Uh-huh. That came out in the Courier Journal.
How many years ago was this?
That's been about 5 or 6 years ago, hasn't it?
5 or 6?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every bit of that time.
And they call you Aunt Mert?
Everybody calls me Aunt Mert.
Is that
no,
right?
Most of the kids run, they call me Big Mom.
What?
Big Mom.
Oh, do they?
They don't call me grandmother. They never did. None of them ever call me grandmother. They call me Big Mom.
Big Mom.
And my little neighbor boys and all call me that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
just leave that thing. I got it down a while ago, but then you couldn't see it. I got it down and wiped it off.
Okay, you've made a lot of quilts. Now, do you prefer to piece quilts, or have you made any applique quilts? Which do you like to do?
Well, I'd rather just piece them than the seam if I make them. I don't love to applique.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like that at all. But I sort of love to applique them. The lady over here, stayed over here, the Dayton over here, what do you call it? Can't say the name place for it. Something. Lodge.
Oh, it's a lodge.
She stayed over there and I quilted her about 9 applique quilts.
Is that right?
And she got one of my friends to applique them for her and I quilted.
Is that right?
But I don't want money applique them. I don't want that.
Do you have when you piece your quilts or when you did piece your quilts, what patterns did you use or what kind of?
Well, if I seem to see one, I just cut that pattern.
You just
I see one I wanted. I've got one in the other. My granddaughter up here found it in a magazine, and she said, "Whatever you do, don't start in another quilt until I get you some material and let you make one like this." And I said, "Well, okay." So she made me some pasteboard patterns, and she marked out every piece on that quilt, and I pieced. If she had her pasteboard pattern, she marked out every one of them things and cut them for me. And I told her one day, I said, "Well, when I'm gone, this is your quilt. You have more to do with it than the other."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that the way you usually cut out your pattern?
Yeah, I just cut out and cut my pattern like I want it.
Go ahead.
And quilt it. Yeah.
What do you like to do better? Do you like to piece or do you like to quilt?
Well, I used to rather quilt, but I can't anymore. I can't do that. I was in a car wreck, fell right over the road. I was part of the seat of the car and it pushed my stomach up and I had an x-ray made and the doctor asked, my daughter says, "What does your mother do? What kind of work?" She told her I've been a quilt. Well, she says, "She's humped over, she's got that stomach mass that pushed up." I said, "Well, that didn't do it." But done that when I fell over, when I was in the wreck, car wreck. That's what done it. But I had a hernia, so how come anything? So I have the picture thing made and I said, "Well, he said, "Well, she's just going to have to put that quilt." And I said, "Well, you don't have to fuss at me about it, for I can sure do it. I know that crochet, and that's what I've been doing ever since."
So you don't really piece quilts?
No, I don't piece quilts or quilt either anymore. I haven't pieced them not for a long time.
What colors do you like, or did you like to use in your quilt? Any particular color?
Well, I like
that
to kind of match up my colors, but it takes a whole lot of matching to get it done right. And a lot of mine wasn't done right, but I done the best I could with it. Just matching the colors up and fixing them best I could. I've got one in there that's got 2 shades of pink, and I like to never found one of the shades I wanted, but I found it. My granddaughter up here found it for me. I don't know how to get along without her.
Is that right?
When her mother died, she hadn't finished school. So I took her in, kept her here 2 years. She finished her school. And just quick, she finished school. The fella come along, took her away from me.
Is that right?
But I wouldn't have had it any other way. He's a mighty nice man, and they get along so good. I'm glad she got him. And they got, I call him my little boy. He won't be 16 till November, but he weighs a little better than 200.
Is that right? Oh,
I call him my little boy. He's a lot of help to me.
Uh-huh.
He mows my yard, tears out my trash, does everything like that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I don't know how to get along without him either. But his mother now, she's the best thing to me. I just had to own this farm. Well, they called me one day and said I had to sign some papers up there for AAA office. I said, "Well, I'm not able to come up there." And I said, "Why couldn't, can Carolyn do that for me?" She said, "Not unless you sign a book for her to do it." I said, "Well, when I get able, I'll come up there and sign the book and I'll turn it over to her." So I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sees that for me then.
Mm-hmm.
And buys all my groceries and all my medicine. Carries me to the doctor if I have to go. I don't know how to get along with that. So I said, "Well, you done for her," and she hasn't forgot it.
That's right.
And I don't think she has either. She was a good old girl.
Now, when you, you know, if you've got your top piece and you're all ready to put it together, what did you use for filling or batting?
I used just mostly batting at the store.
At the store?
Uh-huh, ready to go over the whole quilt.
Even a long time ago when...
A long time ago, people used to card their cotton, you know, raise it and card it, but I never have done that. I've had this other since I come as quilt. But my grandmother carded and made her bats and made her quilt. That's where she made her quilt.
Uh-huh.
But I never have carded in there.
Okay. And what do you use as a backing on your quilts?
Well, it's on what anybody wants. I usually use bleached domestic, or if it's something that's set together with unbleached, I use the unbleached lining. And if it's fixed together with the bleached, I use the bleached lining.
I see.
And I have used just bleached sheets, things that way, for linings. But the yard wide stuff sewed together makes a better line. Your quilt's better than the sheets. But Lord, I've quilted a little bit of tape.
The designs, the quilting designs that you put on your quilts, do you have any favorites or what?
Well, usually if I start a quilt, I know what I've got to have, and either I can draw it or get somebody else to draw me a design, and I'm just on pasteboard on, I just mark it out on there.
And what do you use to mark it on the quilt top?
I just use a pencil just as fine as I can see it.
A real fine?
And the line takes it up.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't have died to see a downfall, but I never have.
Where did we get Putnam died, Tom?
I don't know.
But you remember it, don't you?
Yeah, I remember him dying. Dying the quilt lines, I remember that. But I always just put him on white, just like the world.
Now, how did you usually finish your quilts? Did you bind your quilts?
Uh-huh. Well, now, my everyday quilt, I just turned my bind and I lined it up and whipped it down. But my good ones, I stitched on a bias fold and turned it on the back side and whipped it on the back side.
Did you make your own bias? On your good quilts, did you make a bias?
No, I just bought the bias fold for that.
Oh, you just bought the bias fold?
I just made a bias fold for that.
When you did your quilting, did you use a frame?
Well, my husband made me a quilting frame. They were long enough for a quilt, put it in lengthways. And he made me some benches, and he had some little wheels that went on here, and little holes in them wheels all the way around. And a piece of wire fastened to the bench back there, and I could turn it an inch at a time to tighten it and put that little wire down in that hole in the wheels. I never had no trouble keeping my quilt smooth.
Is that right?
I had a neighbor that lived out there, and my sister had their frames, used them, and I got my husband to come look at them. I said, I want me some frames like these. You look at them, I see how they're made, so you can make me some. So he didn't say a word. Next Monday morning, he got up and went, there's a man over on Dawson that run a built furniture and everything. He went over there and carried his stuff. They dressed the the thing to go to Facebook quilt too. And I hope we ain't running that.
Yeah, we are. That's fine.
And he made me some frames. And here a while back, the girl said, you won't ever quilt anymore. Said, you care if we take these up and put them up in our attic? I said, no, take them on, because my upstairs is full of junk where the kids is brought. When they can have something they don't want, they just bring it and call it upstairs. I can't go up downstairs more. I don't try. If I do, I would, as I said, that little boy of mine.
Uh-huh.
Go with me. But I don't go upstairs much. If I want something up there, I can't remember where it is. I have to go hunt it. I can't tell him where to look for it. But he can do pretty good getting things for me.
Now, when your grandmother quilted, did she have a frame?
Yeah, she had frames like I have, but they didn't have all them little wheels, no, so she could tighten them. she had to just tighten them and then proper. I don't know if she had a bad time getting hers. Hers wasn't like mine.
Is that right?
No, these the ones I had was, everybody seen them said this is the nicest thing they ever seen.
Uh-huh. Where did you usually set your quilt frame up?
I had to lay, had to put pin my line into my frame on each side and move everything back in that room, and that's the biggest room I had, to stretch it out on the floor, and then put my quilt in. I put my cotton on top of my lining, then put my, then I rolled from the back side and rolled it up and put it in my frame, then I pinned it down the side and went to quilt. That's the way I done it.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't no trouble. I took so many, just like dreaming. But I got it done.
How much time would you say that you would spend every day quilting? Did you quilt every day?
Yes, I quilted a little most every day, and sometimes a bit though.
Is that right?
Yeah. But I didn't do much quilting before my family began to marry and get off, you know. There's seven of us to cook for. I had five children, my husband and I had to do a lot of smart cooking. I never did make a good cook, though.
Did you ever embroider on your quilt?
No, I don't do embroidery much. I got a quilt up in there my daughter-in-law cross stitched for me. But I didn't do things like that. Kids learn to do things that way, but I don't.
And what about, did you ever sign your quilts? Did you ever put your name anywhere on your quilt?
Well, I used to quilt. When we teased friendship quilt, I'd put my name on them, but no, I never did put my name on them.
On
that
Ben Evans?
No, I never did. I thought they'd supposed to be ashamed. Everyone don't know I know who done it.
Well, it's almost like an artist signing a picture, because you're an artist when you make your quilt.
Well, call it whatever you want to.
Did you ever sell any of your quilts?
Well, there's a lady down at the lodge came by here one day and wanted to know if I had her quilt to sell. Well, I had one piece was too big for that bed and too little for my other. I said, yes, I got one here that I can't use. I'll sell it. Well, she said, let me take it down to the lodge and see if we can sell it for you. I said, well, just get what you can out of it. And somebody come here from Florida and bought it. And one day I got a check from the lodge. I thought, a letter. I wonder what that is. Oh, now I got $100 check out of it.
Is that right?
Yeah, a little old quilt I couldn't use.
Uh-huh.
But they got $150.
Uh-huh.
They got $50 out of it for handling. Well, I said, I was glad that. I thought $100 was pretty good for a quilt I couldn't use.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you ever sold any other quilts?
No, I never have made them for sale. I just make, when I make one, I let the kids have it. I don't know. But I've just got four quilts left in yonder, but besides what I've quilted for the other folks and give the kids, and give them a whole lot of it.
When did you start quilting for other people?
Well, is before my oldest daughter married, she said the other day, she says, I don't know if you would quilt for other folks, she said, before I met you. But I don't remember what year she married. But my, and she up in 70.
Imagine.
Yeah, I think she is. I think she is 70.
And most of these quilts that you've quilted were for other people.
Yeah.
Well,
But I've got blue ribbon on several of them at fairs that I've carried. That one she's got, that somewhere. I got the blue ribbon cross on it.
Is that right?
And I got a big prize one time, but I can't forget. I just don't remember now how much it was, but I got a prize on it. Had a fair out here. And I straight across from where y'all live over there to that Miller place. They had a fair, and I carried it out there, and I got a prize on it. And it's got blue ribbon two or three times. I think she still got the blue ribbon fastened to it.
Was that like a Trigg County Fair?
It was just a little Trigg County Fair we had.
Uh-huh. Did that make you feel good when you won that blue ribbon?
Well, I really didn't know it or somebody. I wasn't where I could see it when it clicked on. Somebody comes and says, your quilt's got the blue ribbon. And I said, well, Maybe some of the rest might have been better, but if I got it, I guess it was best.
That's right.
So, I don't know how many times I've had that in the car.
What do you, can you tell me what you think makes a good quilt?
Well, I don't know, it takes a lot of hard work. That's what it takes. It takes a long time to piece the top. And then you've got to get your lining and everything all ready, and you cut. By the time you get it in the frames, that's the job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the biggest job. I'd rather quilt it than put one in. Yes, I'd rather quilt one in time than put one in the frame. But I'll sure put a mini one in there.
What about the quilting stitches? What makes a good quilting stitch?
You mean the needle? What size needle?
No, what the size of the stitches?
I don't know. You glue mine till I don't know.
Do you think it's important to have
the right size needle is the main thing.
The right size?
Yes, sir. You get to have a quilting needle real right size to make, so you make your little short stitches. Well, mine is not too short.
Okay. Is there any particular size quilting needle you use, or just a little short needle?
I didn't know the size of it, but I forgot that they're just about that long.
About an inch long,
yeah.
Maybe?
No, a little bit over.
A little bit over?
Over an inch, I think. And I know the size when I used them, but I forgot what size it was. I went out to help my quilt on me a while back. She didn't have the right kind. I said, you got the right kind of needle. And I just never did get on to that quilt.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, I forgot how. Anyway, I done forgot how. I had to learn how. And I found some stitches that I didn't like. I pulled them out, and I'm pretty sure she did, too. But I couldn't see where I set my needle. That makes a big difference, too. My eyes just failed there lately. But I think they're doing pretty good. Me to be old as that.
Mm-hmm.
That I crochet all the time.
Was there any particular thread that you used when you quilted?
I just got what they call quilting thread. I don't know whether it is cotton thread.
Cotton thread?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Just the regular quilting thread.
Yeah, quilting thread.
Did you use a running stitch?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You can look in the web button and see how I done it.
Okay.
I just quilted. Went along with it.
Have you ever taught anybody else to quilt?
Well, my girl, the oldest girl of mine that come over to her house this morning, she quit. She can do as good a job as I could.
And what's her name again?
Her name is Myra Hargrove.
Hargrove?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. How old was she when you taught her how to quit?
Oh, she just took it up herself. She just took it mostly since she got married because she didn't. I used to crochet and quilt, and they said, oh, they'd rather pick up rocks than to crochet, but both of the daughters crochet now, all done. But they'd rather pick up rocks than to crochet. They didn't like it.
Is that right?
But they took it up later.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
The what?
Kentucky quilt. If I said something about a Kentucky quilt, would that bring anything to mind to you?
No, if I've ever heard it, I don't remember.
No? Have you ever been to a quilting bee?
Well, we used to have, a little large-haired Katie's I belonged to, and we used to quilt. I got one day, sit down by a girl, and I quilted 3 or 4 blocks before she could quilt one. She said, let's all just get up. I think she can quilt it by herself. But she didn't know much about quilting. We just quilt and give to people that houses burned or something like that. That's what we do with them. Everybody's house burned, bourbon, hay, we just send them a quilt from our lodge, from our club. But I sure have done a lot of it.
Why did you start to make quilts?
I don't know. I just thought I'd love to when I got started. They didn't want to quit.
Is that right?
I really have to.
Do you think there's any particular value in quilting?
Well, it's a lot of hard work. But I enjoyed my quilting. I enjoyed it when I did it. I loved it.
You mostly did it because you enjoyed doing
yes,
it.
Yes, I enjoyed it. And I like ham. Now, I crochet all the time now, but I've got to do something. I can't. I stayed out there the 1st of March when I come home. Since I come home, I've made 7 Africans and a bedspread.
Since March?
Yeah. Since I come home. Okay. I'll show you my crocheting too, Ricky.
Okay. Has there been any change in people's attitudes about quilting?
Well, I never had nobody to say a word against none of mine or nothing. I don't know. They might not like it, but they kept it to themselves.
Do you think people are doing more quilting now?
I don't know. There's a lot of quilting parties around. I believe they are more than they used to. When I started being, there wasn't many people quilting then.
Is that right?
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh. Okay, you said your grandmother quilted. Was there anybody else in your family that, and you mentioned an aunt that quilted?
Well, I can't think of it. She's like me. She quilted for everybody in the country. My grandmother did.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of anybody else that already they quilted their own quilt, because they never did quilt for other people like me and her did.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of any men quilting?
No, but there's one come here one day, wanted to know if I could show him how to make a hem stitch or some kind. I forgot what it was. And he went home and made some pillowcases. And that fall, we had a pair of pillowcases. And his wife had a pair of pillowcases there that he had made, but she had her name on them. I said, young lady, you misrepresenting things here. I said, if your husband done that for you, come and got me to show him how.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it was funny she had her name on it, but she got a prize on it.
Did she really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
There's a girl over here close to Lennon. I can't think of her name. I don't remember her name, but her husband could do any kind of handwork. He could do any kind of handwork he wanted to. But he had heard that I could do a certain kind of hem stitching, is what it was. And I showed him how. He had them hems in that pillowcase, and hem stitch looks so neat, pretty.
Is that right? Is there anything that you can tell me about, have you ever heard any, I don't want to say superstitions, but anything about quilting? I've heard several people talk about maybe at a quilting bee or a quilting party, you know, when the women used to gather around, the young women would gather around, and after they finished a quilt, they'd bounce a cat.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard?
Shake the cat.
Shake the cat. Okay.
Well, the cat run over, that'd be the next one to get married or something. Or good luck or something. I don't know what to call it. But, yeah, I've been to parties where they've done that, quilting parties, and you get the quilt out.
Have you ever heard of any other anything else like that?
No, I can't think of, you know, I told you my finger don't work. I can't remember nothing. I start in here, go in the kitchen, get something. The time I get in there, I done forgot what I'm after. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
We didn't either. She asked me if I ever heard of it. Wasn't that what you called?
Split the quilt.
No, I don't know what, I don't, you see what I've got, I don't, there might be some of them you think ought to be split. So, it worries me so bad to do things this way. Now this is what's called a trip around the world. It's all pieced in little pieces. You start it right in the center, right here with a 9 patch. Get hold of it, we'll straighten it out. Here, get hold of this. Get hold of one corner. What are you fixing to do?
I'm going to make your picture, can't I? Okay.
Why, old lady, piece that 9 patch there and can you tell me? I said, now I want you to finish this. It's called Trip Around the World. I said, I want you to finish it. And I started it. It's a year's job doing this, you know.
Oh, I bet it was.
A long time to get it done.
Now that's like I teach some of those knit ones, except in my box were bigger. But I made them as a trip around the world, which it shows up. Now that you have this one, I have to pull it back up.
Well, okay, so
you don't tire your arms out. So
it don't matter about me. Now here's the one I was telling you about, my daughter, granddaughter making my pattern for me. And you know, it'll start just like that in the center.
Oh, now what do you call that?
I don't know. I don't, it's come out in a magazine. And just label that a chair. Oh, you want to see, there's another chair you can sit in. Now this, I don't know what you'd call it, but stretch it out so you can see how it looks.
It's pretty.
Now this is the one that my granddaughter found a pattern, and she cuts the pasteboard pattern and marked every one of the pieces.
It's sure a bit big, aren't they?
Is that
yeah,
right?
It's big. This one is big enough for
it's red, uh-huh.
I think maybe this may be called a love ring.
I don't know what it's called.
A love ring.
Uh-huh. It's kind of a variation based on the drunkard's path.
Well, I did both. I couldn't get them placed in there right. She'd come down here and she'd have them. I said, well, you've had more trouble with it. I'm going to hit your quilt when I'm done with it.
Uh-huh.
So she'd go, Caroline did it.
It's a pretty quilt. Now, how long ago did you make this one?
Oh, I think it's about, I guess it's been 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm. You don't want to, which way you want to pull it?
It don't matter.
In or out.
It don't make no difference which way you pull it.
Pulled it up for you.
Now, here's one my daughter-in-law cross-stitched for me, but I quilted it. That's what quilting now you can pass to your
daughter. Oh, isn't that pretty?
That's a good soft quilt. That's a good.
It is. It feels so good.
Now here's my bedspread. I made. Oh, I don't. I made. No, I haven't made you a bedspread. You
no,
said you wanted
one.
You. Did you ever get your material? Well, I'll make you one in time to give you. Now here's one they call this snowball. It's just a piece of like the wedding ring. Just a little down it. It's edible, they need this pattern. I think they call that snowball.
Isn't that pretty? And how long ago did you piece this one?
Huh?
How long ago did you
piece this? Oh, I've had this at least 10 or 15 years.
Is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's got all colors in these little pieces.
These are nice big quilts.
Yeah, I don't want a little old quilt to go hang on the side of my bed. I want a big quilt. I ring this. I've got one here now that...
Yeah, I'll move this out of your way.
Right. I've got one here that I sent down there and had it quilted, but I never have got it bound. The binding, I can't fix it. But it's quilted on with me. One of my friends sent me these pieces. Yeah, she done pieced it, and her children sent it to me. We sent it down and they quilted it. Know where the hell them quilted. And I have never got my binding hooked down.
Uh-huh.
But I thought I'd show it to you. I like my quilting better than I do this. I'm used to it already. It's pretty on the back side, though.
Yes, it is.
This is one for my little bed in yonder. That's the only one I've got. I have that kind of quilt.
Now, I'll
show you some of my crochet. I've had this about 15 or 20 years. I'll never have used it.
Oh, isn't that pretty?
It's a shawl.
Uh-huh.
I went up to my granddaughters and y'all sit down. I got to sit down. I can't stand very long.
That's fine.
I went to my granddaughter's in North Carolina. She went and got me some thread, and I started that while I was up there. Finished it then after I got home, and I never have wore it. I don't wear things like that much. Now, you can show them my Africans.
my.
Just lay them on top of them quilt.
This is such a pretty pattern.
They call that the swirl stitch. It's wrong side, this way and this way, you make them go back a little bit. But she'd be going down the side on her, she said.
Uh-huh.
I showed her. Now that's a bedspread there.
Okay, you just sit down and we'll.
All right, is that all?
Yes, it is.
I might have been saying something I had no business saying. Oh, that's a flower garden.
Oh, how pretty.
That's from our little bed in yonder.
Oh, that is heavy. I bet that's warm.
Well, I don't ever sleep under it. I just fold it back when I go to bed.
Oh, isn't that pretty? You do beautiful work.
Well, thank you.
You really do. Have you ever made any flower garden quilts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Some of the kids. I made some for the kids. Now, that thing's heavy. The reason I don't use it no more is it's so heavy to get off and on the bed.
I'm trying to find the right spot here.
Just throw it over there anywhere. And I don't lay out the need. They get smelling like this old cedar chest, and I get them out. I've got me some lines out there. I put them out in the air every now and then, but they haven't been lately. Just throw them down there anywhere, Miss Oakley. Pitch that thing back over here in the chest.
Oh,
that's called a Granny Ripple.
Granny Ripple.
I've got several of them, different colors.
How many Afghans do you think you've crocheted?
Ain't no telling. Over 100, I imagine, don't you, Missel? But I wouldn't say, for I have no idea. But I crochet on something like that all the time.
And here's another of that pattern.
That's
what
I'm like.
What did you call that thing?
Same stitch as this. Huh?
What pattern did you call this?
That's the swirl stitch.
Swirl stitch.
Swirl stitch. Grace Lane gave me that yarn Christmas, and I made that since Christmas. They all know that's what I want, and at Christmas they always load me up with yarn, then I have something to do for a long time.
Oh, I can't believe this.
That's got flowers on top.
And this is
it's just little squares and put
granny
them.
Squares.
Yes, no, it's mine. I like the granny squares.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you call that. I got a lady to make me a pattern, and I looked at it and made it.
Oh, those are pretty.
This looks nice to me, letting y'all do this.
Oh, I hope we didn't wear you out.
All right, I'm glad to have someone to talk to. Now that is just some yarn I had, and I made. I'm going to take that out to the rest home for the people when they go out in the hall to listen to the sermons or wrap their legs up in.
Uh-huh.
And I made 30 some odd of them last year and carried to the rest home and give them to them.
Is that right?
I've got that one. I've got a blue and pink one in yonder.
You've got to have a heart of gold to do this.
I made that one while I was down the lanes.
That is really pretty.
I don't know what you'd call that.
You put this together in knots?
Yes, whip it together with a darning needle.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You make it in them little strips and then whip them together.
Uh-huh.
That whipping together is the biggest job. I don't mind that crocheting, but that whipping together is the biggest job.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Some people put fringe around them down there, but I never get no fringe put on that, and I don't know where I will or not. And Miss Oakley, there's one you give me the thread. Is that you, lavender thread?
Isn't that?
That's the same stitch as this.
Is that your favorite?
I love to do that. You can get a long pastel on it. Oh, putting them together is the biggest job.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do it.
She had such a big heart. She was going to do mine, and I thought, well, I didn't want her to do it for nothing, so I gave her this yarn for her birthday.
Is that right? Oh.
And she said that she wanted me to make her a bedspread, but she never has got her yarn for it. Good to seal it, won't they? Now, okay, I think that's a pretty stitch.
I love this.
Yeah, that's a...
This is a beautiful
one. Mm-hmm. I love this.
I fixed one like that
this would make a beautiful bedspread.
For one of my... Yeah, but you got to have that all on your lap at once. And this, you don't. And that's... You just go back and forth with that, you know. And it sure gets heavy. Hot in the summer, too.
Oh, I bet.
Yes, sir.
Hot in summer, but warm in the winter.
Warm in the winter, that's right. I made one like that while I was out in Myers, and they gave it to Grace Lane's oldest boy when he got married for wedding present. Now, that's just like that one that you just now looked at, don't have the fringe, but that one's got the fringe on it.
Yeah.
It's the same stitch, though. I love,
one's prettier than the other one.
I love lavender. I love purple.
Do you?
Yeah. That's
you
all.
You hate to have to judge them.
Yes.
To say which one was the prettiest.
I would.
That was a kit.
Oh, this?
That little one was a kit. It's lightweight. It ain't heavy like the ones you get the thread made by. I think some of the kids give me, I believe Mara gave me that thread one Christmas. I made that one. I forget who gives to me. They always give me a thread, and I forget who gives to me half the time. Now there's another one hanging on the back of the chair, that variegated thread. And here's another one over here on this chair, the variegated. It's a ribbon.
Oh, that's a pretty one.
And there's one, I think, covered up there with the quilt on the back of that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a purple.
That's a purple one.
And that's a ribbon.
How many are there?
I mean, 12, I think.
12?
Mm-hmm. And then we got a bedspread.
I don't know how many is there.
I think I counted 12 and I said there's a bedspread.
Yeah. I believe I've got, with what's in yonder and what's in that room, I think I've got 23. I believe it's 23. I want you to see my bedspread in yonder.
You want to sell this one?
Huh?
You want to sell this one?
If I wanted to make me a diamond, make stars, I'd cut me a pattern and I'd sew them pieces on that pattern. And then I'd take my scissors and cut them all the shape of that pattern. That's the way I made string quilt. Is that the way you made them? That's the way to make strings, yeah. But I'd rather make any kind than the string ones where you got to sew through that paper. Oh, I did like that. I'd rather just sew them in seams.
What kind of paper did you sew them onto?
Oh, just any kind of old newspapers, anything like that. I'd cut my pattern out of them.
Uh-huh.
And I just sew them. But you can't make very short stitches through that paper. But I've made a lot of string quilts.
And you always piece your quilt by hand.
Yeah.
Have you ever used a sewing machine?
Well, now, I creased it. Well, that, like that one Myers got, like that yellow quilt I was telling you about. I made one of them for her. She ordered the pattern already cut. The pieces. When they come, I just said, I'm a sewing machine and piece that one on the sewing machine. And her daughter didn't know that it was her granddaughter making it for her. She didn't know I was making it. So I went out there one Christmas Eve, they had their Christmas Eve open the gifts there at her house. And I carried that and put it on the bed. I said, Pam, I didn't bring you nothing, but you'll have to go down and look on the bed if you want to see what I got you. I didn't wrap it up. She went, unless you come back, I thought she was going to break my neck, hug in my neck. She said, oh, you old thing, you said, that's sweet, first thing I ever saw. She used it on her spare bedroom now for her bedspread. That's where she got it. But I pieced that one on the sewing machine. But and I could have pieced that trip around the world, a lot of it on the sewing machine, but it hadn't been going down in them cars, but you can't do it. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go down in them corners, you know, and turn and come out, and then you have another over here ready to go down in, and you can't make that on the sewing machine. But I really enjoy making quilts when I did make them. I enjoy crocheting now just as well.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you do.
Yeah, I enjoy making them. I'm making some little old granny squares now. I'm going to make some more of them little new things, take out to this other rest home. I can't do this stuff. What do you call that?
Chain line.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I'm going to take them out here. This one of my neighbors, and she's my husband's niece, is in this out here now. They're centered up in Christian County. But they brought her back down to the manor. I don't know how come to send her up there. If I know there's plenty of room out here in this other, I don't know how come to send her up to Christian County. But she didn't like it, I'm pretty sure, up there. She had a light stroke, and she's a Miss friend. I hope you ain't got that thing on.
I think I missed that. You want to say it again?
No. You didn't have it on, did you?
No.
I'm glad you didn't. I'll not be talking
about
that.
There's nothing bad about that.
No,
no.
We've all got one.
Is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like to tell me about quilting?
Well, I don't know. I've done forgot just about all I ever know. I can't remember things anymore. Because I haven't got that away. I'll do that's aggravating to be so forgetful. That thing.
Well, I just want to tell you, it's been a real joy for me to come to talk to you today.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I have too. I've enjoyed being with y'all. Glad you both come. You find anybody else to bring down?
Well, I wish she was.